Welcome to episode 3, Behavior in Regards to Decision Making. This is the third episode of the 6-part podcast series of the Capstone Project Small Group Communication. In this episode, we will cover what decision making is, the decision making process, examining the pros and cons of decision making, the importance of organizational communication, and also the difference between theory and practice of decision making. Decision making is the process of making choices individually or within a group. There are many different approaches to what is the best decision making process. However, one 7-step process has been found to be one of the most effective. When you come face to face with a decision, here are the 7 steps. In the first step, you must identify the overall decision. Then, the second step, you should gather information around the topic of the decision. The third step is to identify the alternative decisions that could be made in this situation. Following this is the 4th step, in which is where you weigh the evidence that is relevant. The 5th step is then to choose among the alternatives that you came up with and narrow them down. The 6th step is to take action and start to put things into motion towards your decision. The final step and the 7th step, it is to review your decision and make sure that you are content with it. This decision-making process is very effective and can be very helpful in all situations that you come face-to-face with in your life. It can be used in your place of work, and it also can be used out in your everyday life. The pros and cons of decision-making is very important to take into consideration when you are making decisions. Weighing up the pros and cons can speed up the decision-making process. It can also help to improve your understanding of the situation. When in the decision-making process itself, a simple pros and cons list can help you to approach your decision in a more effective manner. It also allows you to make ethical decisions for yourself without being clouded by your gut feelings. Organizational communication is all forms of communication that allows for organizations, companies, government agencies, and nonprofits to grow, function, connect, and to contribute to society effectively. Having said this, it is important to take into consideration how organizations run and when making decisions to put all matters and concepts into consideration so that you make the best decisions that you can. It is okay to ask for help in and outside of the workplace when contemplating a decision. It is also important to take into consideration the difference of theory and practice of decision making. First, we look at decision theory. It is an interdisciplinary approach to arrive at the decisions that give you the most advantages in each situation. Looking at decision theory, it brings together multiple different disciplines like psychology, statistics, philosophy, and mathematics to analyze the decision-making process as a whole. It also provides descriptive, perspective, and other aspects to the table to study the different types of decision-making. It is important to understand decision theory, but it is also important to take into consideration that real-life experiences can change the way you make decisions. Putting decision-making into practice starts with understanding the background information and research of decision-making. Taking the 7-step process we discussed earlier, using your pros and cons list, and deciding for yourself what the best approach is. Now, the best approach for each situation can be different, and that is why it is important to understand and have more than one strategy in your back pocket. Let's review what we learned in this episode. First, we discussed what decision-making is as a whole. Then we discussed the decision-making process, the pros and cons of decision-making, the importance of organizational communication, and also the difference between practice and theory. Thank you for listening to this episode, episode 3, Behavior in Regards to Decision-Making. In the next episode, episode 4, the topic of discussion is behavior regarding conflict resolution.